So, call to order. Roll call, we've done that.
Yeah.
Introductions.
New member, yeah.
Mike, if you would like to introduce yourself to the board.
Sure. Mike Nordoff from Lincoln. I worked up there for many years spraying weeds and trying to get stuff under control. And then we kind of had a couple bad years, so we weren't able to spray. And then we lost our spray program. So now I'm coming back in and we're going to try to get this settled. We had John Baucus buy one of our spray trucks, and then we have another guy in Lincoln who bought our other spray truck, and he's pretty interested. So what my plan is to get them working together with the other people around Lincoln, and we'll get this working. We'll get our weed spraying back under control.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Welcome aboard. Are you having fun where you're at?
Oh, yeah, it's all right. We're coming through where they saw the UFOs, so I'm looking for them pretty hard.
Honey, that's a full-time job.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, good. Glad to have you back on board.
Thank you. I think we're going to make this work. It's really not a big deal as people make it out to be up there. So, I mean, we'll get it. Let's take time.
I've got faith in you.
Thank you. I really like John Baucus, and it's been good working with him. Jeanette, my wife, is in the conservation district, so I've been up there with her quite a few times, and so I got to know those people. That's another, I think it's a feather in our cap, because the two work together if you let them.
That's
so
true.
And Baucus is on that conservation district also. So we're going to get it. We'll get it.
That's great.
Thank you.
We should have a dual meeting sometime.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Okay, now, public comment.
Sorry, Nick.
Okay. It's foggy out there.
It is foggy out there. Okay, so now we're down to public comment. Does anybody? No public comment. Okay. We'll move on to action items, which is our logo. Let's see. Okay. So we voted on how it looks.
Correct.
We didn't vote on the colors.
Correct.
And did you have a chance to talk to...
I did get that sent to them. I have not heard back from them, so I will follow up with them.
Oh, okay.
For precision embroidery, yep.
Okay, so we sent the logo to Action Print to ask them if we needed to fine-tune the flowers for embroidery, or not, no, it wasn't Action Print, it was
Precision.
Yes. I'm sorry. Precision, to see if we need to, clean up the flowers a little bit so
sure.
that the embroidery will be clearer. And maybe possibly get rid of a lot of the leaves, maybe?
Correct. So I think it may be a good idea just to table that for next meeting till we talk to Precision.
Okay.
If everyone's okay with that.
Agreed.
Okie doke. Now, whoops, now I'm out of sync. Okay, so now does anybody, our next action item number two is the 2024 Montana Weed Control Association Award nominations. And for Weed Fighter of the Year and Agency Weed Fighter of the Year, Outstanding District and Outstanding, what's CWMA? Oh, no, CWMA, what's for the Barbara Mullen Lifetime Achievement Award? So what's the C for?
Outstanding CWMA is for a cooperative weed management area that has successfully established itself. Barb Mullen Lifetime Achievement Award is an innovative or unique approach that resulted in learning. And so it should be in your board packet. There was a page.
It's right behind, yeah, it's right behind the
description of each award.
Could Stanford could work my ass off, but of course that would be inappropriate. So I'm sure that's not right. I got all out of
depends on your clue.
I hate acronyms. They just make me crazy. So okay, I come up with new.
Does anybody
have any thoughts?
Well, let me, because this is, if not my last meeting, almost my last meeting. Judith Ann is like, the weed warrior of the world, as far as I'm concerned. Has she been nominated or elected or whatever? It seems
that
like
is one
we
of
should
the
do
things
so.
We're here for.
Yes,
so.
That was going to be my first one. Wanted it.
Mine as well. So.
Yeah,
well,
good Lord.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Well,
I'll do whatever's necessary. Right. Whatever you want me to do, I just did.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
That was a motion.
That was a motion.
That was
nomination.
A motion.
I'll give a second.
Yeah.
We've been motions. We've been seconded.
And thank you all. Thank you. I won one Weed Fighter of the Year in 2011 from the MWCA. But I think they took me off the list, because I'm not mentioned in the chronologicals, whatever. Mm. But I have the statue at home.
Good.
And it sits in the living room.
We'll get another
as a
one.
Constant that's reminder. Mm. As my neighbor would have said to me, which wasn't, I can't probably say here, but he called me the N-weed bitch.
Yep. So just for clarification purposes for the minutes, that was a motion from Dave Lewis to nominate Judith Ann for Weed Fighter of the Year for the 2024 MWCA Awards.
Yeah.
And then a second from Candace Payne.
I may be an ex officio member.
That is
Can
correct.
I vote?
No.
So, I mean, I may not be able to.
That
I
is correct.
I
thank
second
you. Stacy. Perfect.
Thank you.
You know, can I make a motion here also?
Yep.
Absolutely.
This is my snort off. Okay, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess I've been watching things for, I don't know, 3-4 years, and I'd like to nominate Stacy Bart. Not only does he go around spraying all the weeds all over the place, that's where his cabin is and all around his cabin, neighbors and everywhere else, but he also has been doing a lot of trail work up there, which is pretty important for Snowmobile Club and him and everyone else. So that's my vote. That's my nomination.
Okay, and I second that one. So now, can we clarify one thing? Weed Fighter of the Year, non-agency?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So non-agency means?
Not me.
Not you. Mm-hmm.
Means you.
Yes, it means Stacy. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, anybody else? So now, do we vote on this?
We'll submit those.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll
submit them
we'll submit.
To WMC?
Yep.
And then they'll evaluate it from their committee.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, perfect, okay.
Yes, so we'll get those together and submitted.
Weed Fighter of the Year agency.
Yeah, you can nominate me.
He's the only one we know.
I'll second.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Outstanding Weed District.
How about Lewis and Clark County?
How about, that's a good one. Now.
You're so subtle, you people.
Okay, so now we get to the confusing one that says, and I can't read this.
And we do not have to nominate for each category.
Oh, we don't?
No.
No, but just if
we have any cooperative weed management areas?
None that have been really active since I've been here.
Women have been cooperative.
Yeah.
So when you, the cost share deal that we're doing with the BLM and Forest Service, would that be something that would be
that
potentially
would be,
considered for that? Because it is a cooperative.
Yeah, that would be like me cooperating.
With the agencies. With,
yeah.
Yeah,
so that'd be like Lewis and Clark County working with them. So
now let me ask another question. What about Dan, pull your share?
You could nominate him for that would be like Weed Fighter of the Year too.
Cause he's not a cooperative.
He's a non-agency, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
what would be
You could nominate him for the Lifetime Achievement Award.
You could put him in for the Barb Mullen Award if you wanted to. He's been doing this for, well, he hasn't done Pull Your Share for a long time, but
he's
30
been
plus years worth of egg,
right.
Egg and teacher.
So I would like, so can I nominate him for that? For outstanding Barb Mullen Achievement Award for Pull Your Share, Dan Welkins.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second that.
And did everybody see the
report?
The email. The email that came.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So you submit all those to.
Yep.
I will, and if that's okay, on the Weed Fighter of the Year agency for Christian and the Outstanding Weed District. What I'd like to do is write those and authorize, if you guys will authorize Dave Birch to sign those, just that way it's not coming from.
Right.
Okay. Makes sense.
Is that fine? And that way it comes from the board will nominate.
Right.
Okay, sounds good.
Right.
Just wanted to confirm on that. Okay.
Okay. So now we go on to number three, which is the 297 fund, and any suggestions for anything and on this promotion items?
I don't think I think we just have this on here for every time, so just in case
someone thinks of something and we don't have to wait until the next meeting to authorize
it. Okay. There's nothing to do. It's just no action needed.
Okay, so now I have a couple things. Do we have all our promotion items for the
home show.
We should probably purchase some more gloves.
Oh, okay. But we already have funds set aside for that approved.
Okay,
already.
We don't need to do anything with that.
I think we still have $2,000 worth of spending allowance.
And if we were to order something, do we need to do that sooner rather than later?
Probably.
So
I guess it doesn't matter technically. I mean, we have the home show is not until
March.
So. And I did just touch base with the new executive director of the HBIA last week.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Crystal, and I just confirmed that we were on their list, and she said that she's meeting in the next month with the people who do all the setup stuff, and so she's going to make sure that they have enough room for our education trailer, because I did reserve the education trailer for it to be inside, so hopefully we can do that instead of just a booth this year.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be good. Okay, now the next thing that I wanted to talk just briefly about is replacing the stationery that we got and change it from division to district. And I think I'd like to make the heading much smaller than it is. It's a little overpowering. So is that something that we need a motion on to redo that?
I don't think so.
No.
I think if you guys just want to authorize to redo this stationery, and if everyone's okay with that, you could just
do it. Maybe.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's we already have money set aside if that's something, if it's going to cost anything. I don't think it's that's not going to exceed any budget because it already exists. Sure. You're just going to have to spend a little time to critique it.
Do it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
it. And
because they still have it, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So.
And I would be willing to just critique it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And submit that maybe next month, and then we can talk about it again.
Yeah. And as a suggestion too, you may want to wait to put the logo on it too after the logo is finalized to add that to
right.
it. So
that we could do that, and then also does. What about business cards? Does anybody want business cards?
I don't need business cards.
No.
No, I don't need any.
I don't carry the ones I already have.
Okay,
yeah.
That was just on my list of things. So, okay. So I guess we're down to, does anybody else have anything?
I have nothing to add to the actual site.
No. Okay, so down to staff reports, Christian.
Well, I don't have a whole lot to report as I was gone for 1 week for vacation, and then I was at a mosquito conference for the other week. So I did learn a lot about mosquitoes. That's not really relevant for weeds, but it was interesting and good to learn about that and fun to do that. But one thing that I did get done is we did get out and hydro seed. We hydro seeded over an acre worth of ground.
Where at?
We did Franklin Mine Road. We reseeded most of it. Probably it would be the east end closer to Green Meadow. I spent more of my time. They reshaped that hillside there, so I spent most of my hydro seeding there.
Looks good.
And then we went out and did a pretty good chunk of the hill out at the landfill. So where they've been digging up their new site,
mm-hmm.
we've been hydro seeding that. So we will see how it goes. Hopefully with the rain and the moisture that we've had, it's helped hold the ditches together like it's sort of designed to do for that amount of time while the seed germinates in the spring. So hopefully springtime brings some vegetation for us. So, and then the other thing is that Alex was able to go out and do a secondary site visit on that rush skeleton weed we had out off of Canyon Ferry Road right there by Canyon Ridge Subdivision. Alex and I think Jade went out there too. And no rosettes.
Sweet.
So that's good. So next spring we'll go out there and check it out again and see how it's going. And I imagine in springtime they'll be boogieing along to try to get those roads put in and those lots up for sale. So, or if they're not up for sale already.
They already had the roads going.
Oh, really?
They're almost done
so,
with them. It's kind of crazy.
So, anyways, that's all I have to report for this last month.
Jenny.
not a lot either for you guys today. Of course, we're transitioning Public Works Road Department from summer grading and operations and maintenance activities to winter. You know, it came quicker this year than we anticipated. All of our snow plows are up and rolling. The snowstorm this last week, we were all ready for it, got squared away. I think we had 3 or 4 breakdowns of just minor things that got into the shop, and we got those fixed and back out there. So things are moving forward on that end. We're getting a lot of calls on just icy roads. It's really amazing how, you know, the first storm is like, yeah, that's what happens.
Right.
And so they're asking us to sand a lot of locations where we don't typically sand. We'll do intersections, we'll do corners, you know, that are tight corners. But other than that, if it's a straightaway, we're not gonna put a lot of sand and salt down just because it's pretty expensive. So this year we did get our quantities. We're good to go for the winter season, but it was $30 between sand and salt. It was $30 more a ton than it was last year. So it just is going up and up and up. And we use
how many tons a year?
600 tons.
Wow.
Is what we use with just doing the intersections and corners and trying to be, you know, thinking through a little bit where we're actually sanding. So sure. It's just inflation is coming up and just the cost of where things are headed for. So if you're out and about and you hear somebody, just, you know, make sure that they have, you know, just be aware of it. I mean, and a lot of times there's other conditions, you know, what kind of tires do they have? You know, what how fast are they driving? Those type
of
things.
Slow down. You do have control
over
your speed.
Yep. So just managing that a little bit on that end. So I might work with our communication coordinator to try to get something out on the public a little there as well. Just some social media posts or something. Other than that, we're busy with some of our procurement efforts from last year. We're already focused on planning for next year's fiscal year budget. It's crazy how you finish one year and you're already planning for the next. Instead of putting that stuff together, but that's what I have for you guys today.
I have something.
Okay.
Thanks to this group and making me more aware of our responsibilities to weeds, the commissioners had a meeting in Lincoln, and we went up and looked at the cemetery, the old cemetery, which is sort of challenging to find, and I was appalled to see that it is covered in spotted knapweed and leafy spurge, and I even took a picture of it that doesn't really show too much. But anyway, I understand that cemetery is on, the Forest Service surrounds it, but it is a county-owned piece of property.
Yep.
And we are expected to maintain it, and, you know, you could send somebody out there, not the WD-40, what is the other? Anyway, it just seems to be brought to somebody's attention. The man who is in charge of that cemetery.
Rick Foreman.
Okay. So he would be, you know, you might want to contact him to see what, maybe they just need some. I don't know that they've got a lot of funding, so they might appreciate some weed spray and some expertise but it's I'm kind of into cemeteries and, you know, because they're historic. And it's just, apparently the town of Lincoln used to be clear up 3 or 4 miles from where it is now. And that's where the old cemetery is. And they moved the town, but the cemetery's still up there. And it's now on Forest Service. But the cemetery was created before the Forest Service was organized. So we still have a priority ownership up there. I'm hoping maybe you could look into.
We will certainly look into that next spring season and help them mitigate the weeds.
Yeah, maybe got in touch with the head dude this year, so he'll kind of be thinking about what we could do to help, and it isn't just kind of a surprise.
Yeah, those can be, Ms. Madam Chair. We have helped with some of them. I know I helped with the one off of Silver Creek Cemetery? It's right off of Birdseye Road. So I have helped do that one. But sometimes those cemetery keepers are very particular on where you go, and they can be dangerous, actually, sometimes to walk and drive stuff in there, because some of those old... They don't do it like they do now. You know, we create vaults to put our loved ones in, and do that a long time ago. You just put the coffin in the ground, and sometimes it'll collapse on you. So you have to be careful and respect our history. So it'll be nice to get together with him so that we can get out there and take care of that.
You know,
exactly.
It's available and
Yeah, we spent a lot of time up there spraying weeds, so it'd be...
Not in that cemetery.
Not on that, well, up in that area, but okay, I haven't, not, not on that cemetery.
I know you haven't been.
No, no.
You'd have been, oh!
If by chance you guys can't make it over there, I do some similar work out in, like, the Canton area, mm-hmm. the Canton Valley. It used to be, there's a cemetery there. And just recently, the Willow Creek Cemetery, which is between Townsend and Tostin, mm-hmm. we buried my father-in-law out there here a few months ago and had a conversation with the caretaker out there. And, you know, and he saw I had my weed spraying jacket on, and he's like, "Oh, you spray weeds?" And he's like, "Man, we could use some help." I go,
"When I can.
I would be more than happy to come out and, you know, donate some time to..." Because, they're, again, they're on a real tight budget. And, you know, any volunteer work like that, you know, they'd be appreciative. So, you guys can't make it up there. I mean, I could work with you, too, and see what we can do.
Okay. Sounds good.
You know, always wanting to help out the community.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Thank you, Stacy. So, I have a little suggestion. Maybe we could do a work project and coordinate it with Mike.
Oh, great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe take a couple of trucks and lengthen some hoses if we had to, so we didn't have to dry. I don't know how big it is. How big is it? 2 acres, 5 acres, 15?
I think it's about...
maybe an acre.
Under two.
Yeah.
It's really overgrown, so it's hard to kind of see because it's... I mean, it isn't just, there's trees growing up in there too, but what's that?
I'll wait till you're done. I have a comment.
Okay.
Oh. It is not huge, but there are headstones. It is, if it's ever been mowed, it hasn't been in a long time. Well, my pictures would show that.
Stacy. Uncle Sam. Took me to a grave the other day up in Empire.
Not sure. Yeah.
That is, it's a little child.
That's the way
it's grave. And it was from what year?
I don't even remember.
I can't.
18 something.
18 something. Oh, yeah.
Right at the Marysville Mine. It was so.
These are headstones. And there are headstones that are fairly recent, within the last 10 years. People's families are up there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay,
you understand weeds.
Your comments?
So, yep, I'm here. So, one thing I think we need to keep a heads up on is when we were going through right on the border of Montana, Wyoming, and then through Colorado, that rush skeleton weed is horrendous. It's everywhere. Wow. So that's going to be coming our way. I think we need to keep our eyes open to that. It'll be here soon.
Wow.
Okay.
So I had that. And my other question, I don't know if this is right or wrong, but Jeanette and I are a little rusty on a few things as far as spraying weeds. So I would like to ask Stacy to come up, meet our new guys that have bought the trucks, that maybe they want to do some adjusting and check their jets and all that kind of stuff and their spray. So if that would be possible, that worked out great for us.
You bet, Mike.
And I'm more willing to come up and help too if needed.
Okay, yeah, cool. Good deal.
And Mike, how do you feel about a work project at the cemetery?
I think it worked very well. Last few years it's just been, you know, like put on a shelf. We went and pulled a bunch of weeds out of there, but it'd be pretty cool for the town lake, and I think would be very appreciative.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. We'll put something together. Maybe we'll put that on the agenda for
sometime in spring.
Yeah, December or January, because February we wouldn't have a meeting, and by March we're pretty much moving.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. So
The dang weeds are, they're just getting harder and harder to see under the snow right now.
You know, you're right. I have the same problem.
They don't burn. Try that.
No.
So am I getting paid mileage?
Not today.
Not on Zoom, buddy.
What? Well, crap.
Yeah.
You just keep zooming in, Mike.
Yeah.
We'll bring treats. How's that? No mileage, but treats.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay. Candace, do you have anything else?
No, nope, that was remarks on okay. Lincoln Cemetery.
Okay, very good. Okay, Stacy, you're next.
Nothing really for update. I guess what I would like to say is I did visit with the Helena Snowdrifters Snowmobile Club last year about weed issues on the snowmobile groom trail area, and I offered up service or assistance in helping do that. Just, you know, some of my equipment we could take, you know, and my guys, in conjunction with snowmobile club membership, and work on some of the trails, you know, in that Marysville country especially. I mean, there is just a ton of, you know, thistle and houndstongue and everything on all those Forest Service roads. So I guess we're having a meeting next Tuesday, just a membership drive meeting, and then the following week I think we'll have a regular meeting, and I want to be able to come to them and say, let's get on this next spring. And Christian, I want to visit with you about that, saying, you know, is there a possibility that we could get some equipment from you if we get enough turnout?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and we also have a bunch of herbicide that the Forest Service purchased as well.
Exactly.
To be used, which would fulfill.
Yep, perfect. That was my other question, because you had mentioned at the last meeting, and I thought, well, what a great opportunity to use this and really get some of that stuff under control.
Yeah, the Forest Service would like that too.
And I would like to try to coordinate that with that group, because I've had several individuals say, yeah, Stacy, if you do that, let me help. You know, I'd love to come up and help, and, you know, clearing trails and stuff. So last year was first year for me operating the snowmobile groomer, and you know, with the regular groomer, so it was an experience. You know, I've done it years ago with another gentleman, but you know, just the trails and the downfall in the trails and having to cut it out. I mean, we brought snowmobilers with us to clear the trail so we could get the groomer through. Wow. You know, and it's just, every time the wind blows, you know, we were right behind Elliston doing it in that area, which, not Lewis and Clark County, of course, but we, you know, it's a challenge. So I think the club, there's a lot of people that are, in, you know, pretty involved in the club, but they need some direction, and they need, you know, and I guess we'd look to you and say, hey, like you said, with the chemical, you know, it's on Forest Service property, it's Forest Service roads. Let's get on it, you know, because I know with their one spray guy that they have there, he's not covering the whole area. I mean, it's a long ways from being on top of it, and it'll help us all out in the end, you know. Yep. So
my thought is that are those snowmobile trailers only on First Forest Service, or do we need to the BLM?
They would go through some BLM also, but I think the majority of it is Forest Service. Forest Service and technically county roads. I mean, you talk about the Ottawa Gulch Road, you know, I mean, and that's not a problem, Mary, because I know you guys are spraying that, and I know the Forest Service is, and I am, and, but it's, you know, it's the right-of-way that we're concerned with. I mean, whether it's Forest Service, BLM, or private, we still need to maintain the right-of-ways.
Okay. Anybody else have any more comments? Okay, I haven't. Did we hear back from the Forest Service? Did you write the letter? Did we get the letter written?
We did. We got it sent. Was to the two senators for the BLM.
That's for BLM.
BLM.
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
We didn't do anything for Forest Service. So
I've had pretty good luck with the Forest Service, and we just got another $20,000 to spray Forest Service, you know, like up in Lincoln, you know, like where County Road ends, and it's Forest Service.
Right.
They gave us $20,000 to spray that. So I've had really good luck with Forest Service in the 5 years I've been here.
So
hundreds of thousands of dollars of money coming into our counties managing weeds. So
that's
a lot of it up in your area.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to lead to something that probably, I don't know if I should wait till it's my turn or because we're here. I've been thinking about projects. And so now Stacy's working with the Helena, which I didn't even know there was one, but that, I mean, I don't snowmobile, so how would I? So, but he's working with the snowmobiles. Mike might be able to get the snowmobile guys back, or at least a couple of them, or some of them. But no matter what, we've got the cemetery project in Lincoln. So now I think we need to go to Augusta, and we need to go to Wolf Creek, and get a project going.
And get volunteers, absolutely.
And right, and get
down great weeds.
What's that, Mike?
I can't.
So Mike was instrumental in the Ponderosa Snow Warriors and their activity in Lincoln and spraying, and they've done it for years over there. So I mean,
but didn't they quit? Didn't they disband that?
Well, the club still is active. They just haven't done a lot of spraying.
The Snow Warriors and their weed sprays. I thought the Snow Warriors club disbanded. They did not.
Oh, they did not disband. What happened is there was so little interest in spraying a weed that we just couldn't do it anymore. So they voted to sell the trucks with the weed spray equipment on them. We divvied out the weed spray to the local ranchers around the valley. So that's how that worked. But one local kid, we think, we're pretty sure, bought one of our weed trucks. So that's what I was hoping we could come up, get together with him and help him get a good start on it. And the other thing, we have DNRC and, you know, Forest Service, Nature Conservatory, they all help us also. All you gotta do is call them. That's what these people are afraid to do. So it's as simple as a phone call. But yeah, we're gonna make it work. And we have a new president and the Snow Warriors, and that guy, he's putting them out for everything. Really doing some volunteer. I think he's gonna bring that club back to life, and it's gonna be fun again.
Good.
That's great. So maybe we should do a float for the Lincoln Rodeo.
You bet. That'd be awesome.
Great idea.
Yeah.
And take
that. In conjunction with the snowmobile club. They'd love it.
Okay. My brain's working. The maybe we could reserve the education trailer. God, my brain's for the Lincoln Rodeo for a Saturday.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that a thought? Or,
you know, that's a great thought. The rodeo grounds, I think it'd be kind of congested out there, but there's a couple other spots we could do it at the park or, you know, at the clubhouse. We'll make something work.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, your best bet is put it by the beer garden, I think.
Right.
There you go. That'd be a good
You get a lot of response.
Very good. Okay, Stacy, Okay, Dave. I'm just going to jump to Dave because you've got
I've got to go, but yeah, I don't really have any specific thing to talk about other than just the evolution of the Northeast Valley. When we moved out there in 85, there were six of us lived on the road below the canal, between Lincoln Road and the canal. You know, there were larger landowners, that type of thing. Now, about 40 years ago, the fellow sold a chunk of his ground as an easement so that the county road was opened up to a private road that now goes all the way north to the north side of the valley, which Jenny and her people have been working on for the BLM for the last couple 3 years. Yeah. And so anyway, we've got a situation where you might got 6 or 7 people in the original neighborhood, maybe 100, 150 in the growth neighborhood, and we've got to talk about roads and weeds. And I've been trying to generate a discussion with the new neighborhood, and it's going to come along. I mean, the people are just settling in and all that kind of thing, but it's just kind of a classic. I guess I wanted to mention that what we see, the evolution, you guys see it on the ground all the time of you know, what was a very small ag neighborhood is now a much larger suburban neighborhood, that weeds are going to be a bigger priority. And so just something to think about and focus on. And I do have to go get somebody to a doctor, so see you next time.
Yes. thank you Dave.
What is the name of that road, Dave? What's the name of the road?
Collins.
Thank you.
Well, Kevin
Arch.
Yep. That's for that
room. Pete.
Nothing new.
Nothing. Have you done anything about the vests, or have we?
We're waiting on the design.
Waiting on logo.
Yep, okay.
I did find a single black henbane plant while I was elk hunting before the snow, and I pulled it and bagged it and packed it out. It was up on Grady.
Oh.
That's about the only weed-related updates I have.
You're lucky.
Black henbane?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty prominent this year.
Weed. Oh, man.
It was bad this year. I don't know.
Yeah, like cool.
It's a county weed. It's not what?
A lot of moisture.
It's not on the Montana list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's county listed. Okay. Nasty. Nasty plant.
Okay. Mike, do we have any update from Mike? You gave the update from Mike.
Oh, Mike Cobb.
He did not have an update.
He did not have an update.
And Dave Lewis, okay.
I'm sorry. I do know Neil is going to have to go. He's going to have to go to class, so I don't know
if we
can maybe get to him just to make sure.
Neil, you're next.
Hello, I'm next. Oh. Okay, drum roll. I don't have anything to report. Sound the trumpets, you know, pound the timpani. No, I'm just trying to stay on top of what's happening with invasive species in general as part of the course that I teach here every other spring in invasive species management. I think probably a lot of you know that Christian gave a very nice little guest lecture on Zoom. That was just last spring, wasn't it?
Yep.
I think. And when I get back up there in the summer, I'll be pulling the musk thistle, and actually count me in or put me on the list of people who might want to volunteer on some of these projects, because I was out of town a lot of last summer doing some research in Europe. I know it sounds exciting and fun, but it's basically a lot of work. And I don't really plan on traveling much outside of Montana this summer. So I'll be there, and I'll have a couple of hands to help out. So again, put me on any contact list for those kind of volunteer projects.
Okay.
So I guess that's it from down here.
Okay. Now, what part of the world are you in?
I teach at Pittsburgh State University. It's down in southeast Kansas. We're about 30 miles from Joplin. So equivalent school would be, Montana Northern or Dillon. You know, we grant master's degrees, but not doctoral degrees. It's a nice little school, to be honest.
You're close to hurricane country. They have the tornadoes in Joplin, Missouri.
Yeah, well, there was a nasty one about, 2010 or 2011? Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah.
In fact, when you drive through Joplin, if you know what to look for, all of a sudden you see all these what appear to be relatively new houses, and they're the ones that were built, you know, after they came through. I think something like 250 or 350 people died in that tornado. It was really severe. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. Glad to have you.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll keep listening for another 5 minutes or so.
Okay, very good. Okay, now, Mike?
I just thank you guys for letting me back on this board. I'm just really hoping, I know I get Lincoln back on track with a little bit of support, so that's my main goal. So thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
And
thank you.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you. Okay. Oh, one thing before we all, Dave's going to be leaving us. Are we, do we want to do something while Mike and, oh God, my brain, Neil, are still here for, as a going away gift of some kind?
I think it'd be a great, as a board, yeah.
I think it'd be a great idea.
Okay.
So January would be his last meeting.
No, December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. December.
So it if we do something, we'd have to do it next month. Mm-hmm. So shall I just do something and get a hold of him and come up with something? And then how much do we want to spend? $10 a piece?
I'd go in for 20 if you want.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Whatever. I'd do 20.
So,
if you
had
to
okay.
do something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come up with something around $150.
Perfect.
I like it.
And is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. One and then and I'll do a card and yada 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 and we'll present it to him at the December meeting.
Oh, that's a great
perfect.
Idea.
As, okay.
Good idea.
Okay. 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 Now.
So this is my first time doing this. When, how do we reimburse you? A check?
At the meeting.
Okay.
Cash. Whatever.
We'll give you some cash mm-hmm. on December 1st.
Okay. So now I've lost my place. I guess I'm
you're
next.
Yep, you're next.
I'm next. I'm next. Okay, so this is going to be kind of not in order, but it's the way it is. Okay, so we approximately had 18 people that used the weed sprayer. I found my notes. I picked it up in July. I can't remember the day now, but did you find them? Anyway,
I didn't. Know.
Anyway, I picked it up in July, and we had 18 people that used it. And including the fire district, I went down there and sprayed their, it's kind of the, it's the gravel part of the parking lot mm-hmm. for a bunch of caution stuff. It'll probably need to be done again next year, but we'll see how. But anyway, it was a good probably acre of it that we sprayed. I sprayed until a snow fell the last week, so, and hopefully the, I'm going to get the sprayer back to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Come back with that. It was a crazy year, but we kind of kept our boots on the ground. And so I'm still working on the Empire project. So now I have another idea, stickers. Which could be for the 4-H kids and the Canyon Creek School kids, other school kids. Because if we're going to get active in Lincoln, maybe we could get active with a group of kids in Lincoln and maybe do what we did at Lincoln Road mm-hmm. and Canyon Creek up there. And stickers are the big deal. So if we could, I don't know who, if Action Print could do this or find somebody that, and then just do like the, a knapweed and da 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 da, you know, do 5 or 6 on a page, give them little booklets of 10 or 5, and then they've
okay,
got.
Okay, I get what you're saying now, yeah.
The stickers, and then they've got, especially for the, well, for 4-H or the school kids, either one, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So is that a thought?
You're thinking sort of like a little sheet with
yeah.
like 5 weeds,
five
so
weeds.
That they can put them on like their bottle or
right
gotcha.
Whatever they
okay.
want to whatever
okay,
they want to do.
Gotcha.
And okay. so it had the name and the picture of the knapweed
okay.
or the on each deal, and then they could just stick it on something.
Okay.
I stick stickers on me all the time.
What about so. Using it as a reward system? So if they brought a sample of a leafy spurge, and then they could put in, and they would, you know, this could
yeah.
be the one that, or the one that
you could use
hold the
that.
Most weeds in.
Mm-hmm.
Probably don't want kids walking around with noxious weeds if they're, you know, if
they
they're,
do
if
it
they're
anyway.
Going to seed.
Well, they got their dogs.
Anyway, they're, I'm just getting the stickers done.
Oh,
I don't know what we'll use them for, but I think that stickers are good with the school. And so I'm thinking about that. So we already talked about the stationery.
Mm.
We already talked about the items for promotion. Mm-hmm. If we do the stickers, whatever happened with the pencils?
You still have all the pencils.
Yeah.
We got pencils.
Yes. We have all that stuff still.
Do you have a list of everything that we ordered? I think you gave it to us, yeah. But I think I don't know where it's at.
Yeah
if you need stuff, let us know. We have a bunch.
Okay.
But wait to order the stickers until you...
No, we have... She's looking for other stuff, but I'm thinking...
Yes.
I'm thinking out loud. Mm-hmm. Follow me, cameraman. It's not an easy job.
While you're thinking out loud, if I may, I'll lower my hand here. I'm 100% with you on the stickers. The college students absolutely love them too. So I always say go for that. Yeah, they're little status symbols.
They are.
You know, people, it's a way to sort of show who you associate with and what you value. We have, I don't know if you guys can see this, but these are little stickers that we... that I give out for students who volunteer to work in the herbarium as part of a NSF-sponsored citizen science thing. And, oh, do they want their stickers.
Yeah,
so,
thanks.
It's a good idea.
Thanks, Neil.
Water bottles, Yeti cups or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so now this is something for next year. But I'm thinking that Lewis and Clark County needs to adopt a little bit of Montana Weed Control Association. They have a Weed Fighter of the Year and a couple of them. And, you know, maybe yada yada, two, three, four weed. Maybe one from each district if we get this rolling.
Adopt what? I'm not following you.
Have a Weed Fighter of the Year.
Just within the county.
Adopt, because Montana Weed Control Association has theirs.
Yes.
So I think Lewis and Clark County, that we should have a program that we can work with where we can find a weed fighter.
Oh, I get, yes.
So is it Neil? Is Neil gone?
Oh, yeah.
Neil's
yeah.
Good, I can talk about him now. So is Neil the one that pulls the weeds? Or
yes.
Is that Christian?
No, that's...
So
that's Christian.
Yes,
I'm Pete.
I mean Pete. Oh my God.
Yeah, Neil pulls all the weeds.
So, there's the perfect weed fighter. My girlfriend Michelle, and although he's on the board, but he still pulled a lot of weeds.
Mm-hmm.
But Michelle would be somebody who would be non-agent, not just somebody in Lewis and Clark County.
Gotcha.
You know, because she's worked with the old landfill.
And you're talking not what we just did, because we did just nominate a bunch of people.
No.
Just talking just general public.
Okay.
Yeah, from the public.
But are you talking about establishing our own separate
Our own separate county board that has...
Statewide, this would be strictly
Lewis and Clark County. Okay. It doesn't have anything to do with the state of Montana.
Oh, okay. Now I'm following.
Okay, see, it's not easy following.
Okay.
Rabbit hole.
Yes.
Did you understand?
I did. You did. Yeah.
You knew where I was coming from.
Okay.
Okay, see,
that scares
I
me.
Say that all the time. Follow me, cameraman. Okay. Follow me.
Yeah.
Just follow me. Okay.
But she's... What if she heads off a cliff? You know, I'll never report it.
Just pull me back.
By then it's too late.
It's probably too late already. Okay, so now the next thing, I don't know if any of you saw the 4-H hay bale program that's going on countywide. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Canyon Creek Stock just won the number one award, so I'm boasting a little. But
what did they do for the haze?
They had a covered wagon being pulled, and it says, what does it say? It says, if you're having trouble keeping your wheels rolling, if you can't keep the wagon wheels turning, see?
Yep.
Follow me.
I'm with you.
Follow me. contact Farm Bureau for all your insurance needs.
Nice.
And then they've got the, they had a horse.
Oh, a horse made out of hay bale.
Out of hay bales, and the covered wagons made out of hay bales.
That's pretty clever.
And they just won. And then they got the flag.
Can I pass that around? That's pretty cool.
So, anyway. So, going back to getting involved with more with the 4-H club and maybe doing a weed program and have a weed fighter from the schools, a weed fighter from 4-H club.
Gotcha.
This is all takes a lot of doing.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe.
First,
so that's
first battle's
that.
Coming up with the idea.
So and Mr. Stacy's also our rescue person. Who'd you rescue on the mountain this week?
Oh. Pippin Mitch's son.
Oh, I don't know who it was. Oh. He rescued somebody. Anyway, he's always out there. He's always there when somebody.
I'm bored. It's winter time.
You're bored. So, anyway.
How did the kid get out there?
No, he was out. They were out hunting side by side, and they blew a belt on the machine. And he called his dad. Of course, his dad was. He goes, "What do I do?" And Nick was in Nashville.
Start walking.
He was in Nashville. Yeah, well, the snow was knee-deep.
It was.
How old is this guy?
See, probably 20.
See what I'm saying?
Younger.
People need to learn this stuff when they're young, and they don't learn to be old.
Well, blown belts on them machines happen when you're going through the deep snow. But anyway, mm-hmm. Nick goes, call Stacy, see if he's at the cabin. And Nick calls. And so I go in and get him out and end up burying my machine in the snow. It was quite an ordeal, but that was after we helped drag.
Like
that was
rodeo.
After we helped drag an elk out that morning from another guy that called
from,
and said, "Hey, could you give us?" I'm like, "Yeah, we'll be right there, man. We're just."
Can I get your number?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I've passed on a couple already this year because I thought there's no way I'm getting this thing out of here.
Yeah, this one wasn't too bad. It was a half mile drag, but and then,
see, that's what you learn through rude experience because you probably have walked home from something like that.
Yeah, I'm not doing it anymore. I'll buy a quarter beef before I do that again.
Oh, and the snowstorm too. We did go out.
True,
but when this. There was some elderly folks in my son's neighborhood. They were out there shoveling this guy and gal. They're in two different homes. And I'm like, you know what? I got this snow blower here. I know what I'm doing for the next hour and a half. Shoved them all out. And they were just, they're like, oh,
tickled
my God.
Tickled
so
to death.
Awesome.
Tickled to death.
Said he likes chocolate cake.
Volunteer
cookies.
Of the year right here.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Okay, so, yeah, cool. And... we're still looking for cows by your house, by the cabin.
I called two ranchers just the other day.
Yeah.
They said they're right on the hillside across the
Sky Rider. Where in the hell is Sky Rider? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there's still 7 pair wandering around. There were 5 on Floyd and 2 by your cabin.
And there was more than that. There was probably 12 to 15 head that came down the road right by the cabin on Saturday.
Oh, well, then there's more than
there's
7
more.
Pair out. Okay, anyway, roundup. So I think that's all I have for my report. Anybody have anything else? Okay, so I guess we've kind of talked about opportunities, future goals. Events, education.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of wound that into this other. The work plan. Jade, do you have anything that you want to?
I had included in the packet just a draft kind of what,
right.
What we did this year. And then any ideas anyone had thought about throughout the year, but obviously happy to put suggestions on there or
Okay, so do we want to...
This is just tentative. This is mostly for you guys to look at before next meeting, if there's any other things that you guys would like to add, if there's important dates that you guys can think of. But like I said, this really is... This is, none of this is set in stone. This is just...
Okay.
This is more of like for us to sort of always review and look over and be like, okay, yeah, we have this night next month, this sort of us trying to help put together a work plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, like I said, it's just things change, things come. But just, yeah, keep in the back of our minds as we get through the year, because the years seem to go by faster and faster all the time. So this helps try to keep us aligned.
Okie doke. So now, and then the 2024 weed grant training workshop is tomorrow.
It is Department of Ag puts that on. That is the one here in Helena. They do have some Zoom opportunities, and I had included those pages in.
Right.
Yep.
So that we're all on board for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe we can look forward to 2025 versus 2024. And maybe if Lincoln gets going, then we've got, and then, because hopefully 2025 Empire we will have made some progress there for whatever we're doing. Then maybe look to Shoto or Mike Cobb or Robert. I mean, so that not every, I'm thinking that we've got a lot concentrated here, but we're not doing a lot up in the north.
Yeah, I know just on behalf of Mike Cobb, he is looking into possibly writing a noxious weed trust fund grant for some knapweed abatement up in his area with a couple landowners, so we'll be
so
more
that
than
would
likely
be three grants
them.
For
yeah.
That we would be looking at coming out of Lewis and Clark County.
Yep. Which
plus
which will keep us busy.
That would be huge.
Yep.
And every one of them would be starting from scratch. Mm-hmm. So it's the environmental part of it is,
yeah, which we're here to help, and the Department of Ag has staff to help help us too. So
I would suggest if we're going to start down that road that we start early, because it is
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Okay, so now I guess we're down to the bylaws.
We are, and if you guys are okay with it, I would like to maybe table that for next meeting, because Dave Birch was the one that wanted that on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
And the discussion, I know he had you know, some changes. So, I mean, we can definitely still discuss it, but mm-hmm. I would like to, I guess, make sure we discuss it next meeting, and we can just wait and vote on it in January or...
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything. I reread them, but mm-hmm. I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, I think some of them are just minor changes of words, and
yeah,
you know, that's about. Mm-hmm. That's about it. And I think Pete had some at one point too. Maybe.
Mine is kind of some like nitpicky, grammar stuff.
Exactly. So.
Nothing major.
Nothing major.
No. Yeah. Huge changes.
Nitpicky?
Just grammar.
It's little.
Oh, grammar.
Little stuff.
Yeah. Oh.
Wordsmithing.
Yes, wordsmithing.
You're talking to the one who flunked English, so. There you go. Okay, so does anybody have anything else? Stacy? No? No? Move to adjourn.
Yep, just at the next board meetings, December 6th. Here.
Mike, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for checking in.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Mike.
Thanks.